An ageing population and an expected growing impact on the nation's bottom line are among the reasons that were given for the raising of the retirement age. If we go back to 2009 now, it's a long time. 2009, Kevin Rudd's Labor government legislated to increase the pension age to 67 through gradual increases between July 2017 and July 23. And I suppose all of a sudden July 23 has come around relatively quickly. This week the pension age reaches 67, having increased by 6 months every 2 years since 2017. The National Seniors Australia Chief Advocate Ian Henschke said the rationale used to justify increasing the Australian retirement age was completely wrong, and he joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Ian.
Oh, hello. And look, I want to get one thing straight. You do not have to retire at that age. It's just the age you become eligible for pension, because National Seniors has been arguing for a long time now that we should let people work if they want to continue to work and support themselves with a pension and some wages and just simply pay tax, because there are still a lot of people out there who like to work. And in fact, I think a lot of people need to work at the moment with the cost of living the way it is. So it's a complicated area, this whole area. But if you go back and think about some of the changes that have taken place, women, for example, used to be able to get a pension at 60. Now, that got phased out from 1995 through to about 2004. I think they legislated it, then they did that. So they achieved equality, if you like, in 2005. And then, as you quite rightly pointed out, the pension age has been creeping up. So, but don't make people think that they have to retire at that age, because we need the workers in Australia, and we want the people who want to work, and I know many of them are now in their 60s and 70s who are working. I know a woman who's 75 who works in aged care. She's desperately needed in aged care. She's a dementia care nurse. She does a wonderful job. And she loses 50 cents in the dollar from her pension when she works a weekend shift, because she's exceeded the pension work bonus. So I think we've got to really think long and hard about retirement and that word. I think you are eligible for a pension at 67, but you don't have to retire.
Ian, you and I have talked about this before. And it seems as though, because of the state of the nation at the moment, the opportunity for people who are on a pension to go out and get some part-time work, at the moment the opportunity seems never to have been brighter. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, no, look, I'd agree with that completely. In fact, I know a friend of mine the other day. He's just gone back and started doing work, and he's working for a fellow who is beyond pension age. He runs his own business that hasn't got a pension. But my other friend who's got a pension, he said, look, can you come and work for us? He's working 2 days a week, and I explained to him that he won't lose anything off his pension because National Seniors fought for and won an increase in the work bonus. Now, you remember that summit last year that Mr. Albanese had, Mr. Chalmers was there. They said they were going to increase the pension work bonus to $11,800. Now, that means that you've got $12,000 effectively you can earn. So he's just started work. That means he can earn $12,000 between now and the end of the year without his pension being affected. By the way, he also doesn't have enough assets to fall under the assets test, so he falls under the income test, and he can earn another few thousand dollars in total. He can earn $17,000 between now and Christmas. Now, that's not too bad. I mean, that's almost $3,000 a month he can earn, and it won't affect his pension. So I think we've got to recognise the fact that we need the workers, and he's desperately needed. He's working for someone who's involved in the real estate business, so he's actually helping him out. And I suppose there's a lot of pressure in real estate at the moment. They need workers, but they need workers in hospitality. I know that I spoke to the former MP that used to be the Minister for Small Business in one of the, I think, a Turnbull government era, and his family owns a whole chain of hotels in New South Wales, and he was saying that they need 100,000 people across Australia to work in hospitality at the moment. So those sort of jobs where you could go down to the local hotel and say, look, do you need someone in the bottle shop on the weekend or whatever? I mean, there are all those sort of jobs that are available.
Can I ask you, do you feel, I mean, we had a caller earlier this afternoon when I was promoting the fact that we were going to be speaking, and he said that when they decided overseas, he thought it was either France or the UK or Italy, when they said they were putting up the pension age, there were protests in the street. I mean, yes. we never saw that here. No. Why?
Oh, it's a bit like the boiled frog. You see, I mean, and I didn't mean to use that because I was talking about the French.
Yes.
But do you know, of course, that if you the old saying, if you put a frog into a pot of water and you just raise the temperature very slowly, they don't notice that it's actually happening. And then, you know, but if you put it into boiling water, they jump and boil out. You know, they get the pain. But in France, I think they said, we're moving it from 62 to 64, and they just said, bang, it's happening, and they went berserk on it. And also, the French have had a long history of being revolutionaries, you know. You think about their, I mean, the whole word, you know, revolutionary thought came out of France, you know, with the French Revolution. You know, there was the French Revolution, obviously, and that triggered a whole range of revolutions around the world. So they've got a long history of going out in the streets, and they've done that with student movements and all sorts of things. But if you look across to another part of the world that's probably more in a sense like our part of the world, and that's Canada, which is a type of a federation where they've got states across the country, and the big country will have to deal with a whole range of issues. Over there, they were going to raise it to 67, and they put it back to 65. They did it without the riots or whatever, but and here in Australia, they were going to put it up to 70.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because that was in the 2014-2015 Liberal Party budget, wasn't it? It was proposed to raise the age to 70 years by 2035, but in 2018, the then Prime Minister Scott Morrison, he decided to abandon those plans.
That's right, exactly right. Yeah, you've done your research on it, so you can see how complicated it is. Because they're always looking for levers to sort of adjust the system. But what they forget, and this is why, you know, you never want to assume someone who says they're right is usually wrong, you know, because, you know, if they say they're always right. Mr. Costello brought in the generational review in 2002, and he said, we want to look down the track at all these old people that are coming, and we've got to make sure that we get the settings right. Now, that was one of the reasons they wanted to raise the pension age out to 70. Now, the talk began early, way back then, and they were able to get both Labor and Liberal to agree to it, you see. Now, the problem was, the prediction back then was that the amount of GDP, of gross domestic product, that would be going to pay pensions was going to be 4.7% by 2050 or something like that. This is what Mr. Costello said, and he said, and we're down at 2.6 now, so, you know, it's going to almost double. We're going to have this huge blowout. Well, guess what happened? It didn't happen. Now, the reason it didn't happen was because of superannuation. They had forgotten, or they had undercalculated, the growth in superannuation. And it's what Paul Keating used to call the magic of compound interest. Now, many of your listeners will understand that if they put some money into an account and they get, say, 5 or 6 or 7%, and you leave it there, and the next year it gets 5 or 6 or 7%, and you keep doing that, very quickly, it's much quicker than you think, the money starts to double, and then the money starts to quadruple. So what happened was, when superannuation came in and started to grow, you've got more and more people who are going on to a part pension, not a full pension. You've got more and more people who have got too much money to get a pension, so they're not getting a pension. You've had property prices increase, and people have had rental properties, and those ones have gone up so much they're now so asset rich they don't get a pension. So you've got a whole suite of people out there now who are not on a pension, and that's going to grow and grow and grow. So this constant harking you hear of, oh, we can't afford all these old people. Well, a lot of those old people are paying their own way through superannuation and through the fact that they've saved for their own retirement. And Michael Rice, who's a respected actuary, he predicts that by 2060, the percentage of GDP that will be spent on the pension will be 2.1%. In other words, almost a third less than what it was back in 2002, despite the 5.8 million baby boomers coming through the system. So this is how you've got to understand that when you talk about numbers, a small change, such as superannuation growing, and by the way, on this weekend, superannuation goes to 11%. So 11% of someone's salary is going into their super fund. So people are going, you're going to see fewer and fewer people on a full pension and more people on a part pension. And one quick thing about that is the rules around that change this weekend as well. And you'll find that there are a lot of people listening to you today who probably don't even realise they could get a pension. And I'll tell you, give you an example. A single person can now earn $60,000 a year and still get a pension. You won't get a full pension. You'll get
a part pension.
You'll get a tiny, yeah. tiny amount. But I'm just saying that that we are developing a more developed retirement system in Australia. But the main thing, and I loved you to raise that today, was that if you are thinking of going and getting a job, go and do it now. Take advantage of the amount of money you can earn. Put it away. You'll get super at 11% when you get that job as well. And you can still get money put into super until you're 75.
Fantastic. I've got to go to the news. Always good to talk to you. Thank you for your time, Ian.
Lovely to talk. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.